Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, Psalm 145, verses 3 and 4. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. The story of God is settled in Scripture. Yet he uses people to pass it on. One generation tells the story of God's greatness to the next generation. And of course, that means that each generation has a story to tell. Certainly, we should know and retell the stories of the Bible, and along with the accounts of Scripture, we need to tell our own stories. Stories based on knowledge need to be combined with stories based on personal experience. This allows for the truth to be passed on with passion. Now, here's the question. How do we experience the mighty acts of God so that we can pass on the experience with passion? Well, here are a few ideas. First, share the gospel with a friend or family member. You will never get over the joy of experiencing someone trusting in Christ. Don't live on the stories of other people. Write your own story of God's power to save. Serve at a local mission or shelter. I'm convinced that serving those in need does much more for me than the people I serve. While you are serving, find some time to hear the stories of those in the mission or the shelter. When you take the time to serve, God works in your heart in powerful ways. Serve in your local church. I got to say this. Don't confuse attending a small group or Bible study with actually serving. Attending a small group and serving is the difference between having a meal and exercising. If you're only going to be spiritually fed and not exercise, you're going to have a spiritual weight problem. Go on a short-term mission trip. Away from your personal comfort zone, you see God at work in new and exciting ways. Every mission trip I take, I see God in a refreshing way, and I'm personally stretched in my faith as well. And here's the last one. Step out on faith. Follow God with such radical obedience that if he doesn't show up, you'll fall flat on your face. Anyone can live with probabilities. Probabilities seek to alleviate risk. Faith demands living with possibilities. And a certain amount of risk is involved when you step out in faith. Father, we do not want to pass on dispassionate stories to the next generation. Help us to combine the truth of your word with the passion of real-life experience. Give us stories to share, stories of the times when you have been powerfully at work in our lives. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.